Good afternoon, everyone. We'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council study session for Thursday, August the 21st. We excuse Councilmember Whitaker, who's not with us today. The first item on our agenda. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Jeremy, you're there?
Tricked you.
Yeah. Okay, well then you're not excused. It's good to have you with us. The first item on our agenda today is reviewing the agenda for tonight's council meeting, so please direct your attention to that document. First several items are liquor license applications and bingo applications and various purchase contracts. And under item six, various resolutions. I know there's, Mr. Smith, do you want to tell us about the correction on item 6C?
Yes, Mayor and Council, on 6C, the agenda language refers to accepting your grant in the amount of $62,150. The amount actually is $62,105. The resolution correctly reflects that, and just so you know, when you vote for it, it can still move forward. The agenda language gives reasonable notice of it, and actually we gave notice of more money. We're $45 difference.
Okay.
So we'll move forward on that item.
All right, thank you. No reason to delay it or re-agendize it. Right. Okay. Under agenda item seven, various public hearings, or introducing ordinances for public hearings. Eight is a subdivision plat. And then we do have off of the consent agenda a public hearing on the east-west redevelopment areas. We had a good discussion of this on Thursday at our study session. Are we going forward today? I know there was some discussion of tweaking the map.
We did, Mayor and Council, on the east redevelopment area. I believe that's correct. We met with Mr. Frost. And have excluded the areas that he talked about. They were mostly residential, a single-family home, so that didn't seem to pose any concern for us to remove those. And so we've modified the map to exclude those from the RDA.
Map resolution, everything's changed in the east. There's no changes in the west.
Okay, so we're good to go ahead and do this tonight. We don't need to renotice it or the maps?
Because we're reducing the area, okay. Not expanding the area. And Mayor, I think there continues to be a concern about what all this means. This is just creating boundaries. There's no action of the actual plan of what we're going to implement. The addition of these RDAs was at the request of the council to include these neighborhoods specifically that were associated with light rail. And so we try to be very careful to focus on those corridors on Main and University to pick up those areas, because typically these development plans in the future will be at the request of development, will come to us requesting participation in programs that are exclusively and are only offered in the RDA. And that's really what drove the first Southwest RDA. Was the property owner, one of the property owners in the Fiesta District, came to us and said, hey, we would really like to take advantage of the GPLET, but we can't do that unless we're in an RDA. And so we moved forward with that extension. The council saw that that was helpful for that property, and so requested that we expand or initiate the development of two other RDAs, which we've done. We've gone from the Central Business District east and west.
That's correct.
And try to stay within those areas where we could see the opportunity for the greatest development. So this is the effort that we've had the consultants go in, the steps that are required by state law to establish these RDAs, which is going through and doing the analysis that the council had the presentation that was presented to you Thursday. And so this is creating that resolution declaring the necessity for these redevelopment areas, which is essentially effectively saying that they meet the definitions under the state law,
I believe. Statute. That's correct.
Mr. Winkle.
Thank you. I think an important thing to say here is that I had some concern for my district as well. And then when I talked to Mr. Chichiniak, he said that it's an opt-in. So
once right. Yep, always is.
Right.
Also, right. Mayor and Council, just one thing to add. The changes to the map were made last week, and so what you see in Legistar, the change on that east RDA has already been made, and that is reflected in the maps that you can see on Legistar.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll have a public hearing on this upstairs. We'll see if anyone like Mr. Frost comes to express any concerns.
We did have a property owner representing a, I think, out-of-state property owner wanting to remove a storage.
It's Mesa Bargain Storage, just west of Gilbert Road on Main.
Yeah, on Main. We think that's the kind of properties that we'd like to keep in.
Right.
So we have not, that's one where we received the request and we kind of decided, we would tell you that we would not recommend taking it out. We think that's hopefully in some time in the future a higher and better use, and having this RDA overlapping. It doesn't change the prospect of that property today. It doesn't, they can continue operating it as is. It doesn't change the zoning, none of that. But in the future, if land values increase and there's an opportunity for some kind of development that could take advantage of one of the programs in the RDA, we'd want that to be available. So we, we're not inclined to make that map change for that request.
I would agree with that. Okay, any other questions or concerns about this item or anything else on our agenda for upstairs? Hearing none, the next item on our agenda for this meeting is item two here, reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council members, anything you'd like to share? I did see there was a nice totality gathering in front of City Hall at 10:33 this morning, so looks like we all survived. Yeah, no one's blind. A little fuzzy. Next item is a schedule of future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady?
Yes, Mayor. We do have our next study session. And council meeting will be Monday, August 28th. We do not have a study session this Thursday. I think most of the council will be attending the Arizona League of Cities and Towns. So that will be, we won't be holding that this Thursday, but we will have a meeting on Monday. We won't have an opportunity to review the agenda as we would normally on the Thursday before. We'll get it out in the same time. So council, if you have any questions, feel free to call any of us. We may just couldn't do that one-on-one if there's any questions about those agenda items.
Okay.
I also will give you a heads up that the month of September is looking very difficult as far as getting you all together. So, there'll be more changes, probably very few Thursday meetings. We have to meet at least twice for council meetings, but we'll get that calendar out to you shortly. But I know there's a few additional Thursdays in September where we do not have a quorum, or we may have just barely a quorum. So just be watching that in the calendaring. We'll try to get to that information as soon as possible.
Okay. So for those who are watching at home, as a general rule, we meet first and third Monday nights and every Thursday at 7:30. That's disrupted in August. We pushed it to the, so the reason we're meeting today and then again a week from today is because we're catching up for August.
That's correct.
So, but we'll try to get back to that regular schedule in September, sounds like, with
maybe some October.
Yeah. Okay. That'll be Christmas. Mr. Thompson reminded me that he and I attended a great meeting at lunch today out at Gateway Airport with Senator Flake, updating him on some of the developments at Gateway. There will be some great announcements in the near future there relative to international trade, and we're working with our congressional delegation on trying to get some help with a new traffic control tower out there. We don't need any money. We just need permission from the federal government to spend the money that we have. So that was a productive meeting. Appreciated Senator Flake listening to us and helping us out at the airport. Any other, anything else we ought to discuss before we adjourn and go upstairs? Yes. Well, sir, you know what? We're supposed to fill out a card, and I'm sorry, we don't do public comment here. If you have something to say, please go upstairs, grab one of the blue cards, fill out your name, and in about 15 minutes, we'll be upstairs. And we'll have another meeting, and that's where we take public comment, okay? So right as you walk in the door, there's a blue card, and you can fill it out and turn it into the clerk. Okay. If there's anybody else here that wants to make a public comment, we'll do that in the next meeting upstairs. All right, if there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. We are adjourned.
Aye.
Thank you.